Okay, there we go. Perfect. So who else is on?
James, when I came on, there was a guy on.
Yep.
I'm here.
And I don't think he's... Is he there?
You there still? Yeah, who's this?
This is Nick.
Oh, hey, Nick. Sorry about that. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with free conference call today. There was, I guess, a couple of us were on, and no one was on the bridge that we were on, but it's all the same number, so, okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get that fixed up, so. Okay. What I wanted to do is, some of the things that we kind of take for granted, I just want to do, there's a couple, I'm going to send out a resource as well. There's all sorts of stuff about WordPress that like 99% people have no idea that is actually around or available. And
that'd be me.
Yeah. So one of the ones that I found, which was really cool, is a what's the word for it? It's basically an infographic. An infographic is just a big image, right, with a ton of important information on it. But this one it's a cheat sheet, and it's not one that I did up. It's one that someone else did up, and I'll send you the link to it. But just to give you an idea there, I'm just looking for alt shift, like for keystrokes. You know how you do keystrokes, like if you want to do like a shift F9 to do a screen capture, for example, or something like that. There's a whole bunch of specific WordPress ones, and I found one for an example, just to give you an idea. For alt shift keystrokes for WordPress, there are 30 separate keystrokes combinations that you can use to do stuff like add heading tags or insert a page break or insert a link or change text to a quote. So instead of always having to go to the menu or trying to figure out what to do, you can just use the keystrokes to do stuff like that. There's also things, for example, that you can actually put like just a little bit of code in and it will automatically create lists, for example, of other blog posts. So I'll put that in, and it's just like there's all sorts of stuff like that you never run into, and it's just a great resource if you want to use or get serious about posting content WordPress. So I'll put that one up as a blog post when we get off on this one. And okay, did you want to do? Do you want to do 10 quick tips? You guys
sure.
Ready?
Do it.
Yeah. Yep. 10 quick tips, please.
Okay. Here's a couple things.
Hire somebody.
These are ones that we can do for you. Okay.
Sure.
Here's my number one tip for embedding videos in WordPress posts. And the number one tip is that built into WordPress is something called O-Embed. And the reason that's important is if you just put a YouTube URL, so the URL to a YouTube video, or you put the URL to a Vimeo video, for example, it will automatically add all of the code to the post to put your video, embed your video in the post. Okay? So lots of times people, if they're on YouTube or Vimeo or they're adding a video, a video from a third-party service, they go to embed video at YouTube, and then they cut and paste a whole bunch of code and then paste the code into the post, right? And that takes a whole bunch of extra time, and it's just a lot quicker if you just put the URL in. So if you go to YouTube and there's you're on a page on YouTube, just up in the browser window where they have the URL, all you have to do is just tape that URL and paste it into your post, and the YouTube video will show up. Okay? So try and do that. Now, the reason I always do that is because when you change themes, let's say, for example, you're using one theme and then you change themes, you may have got different settings in the code that you pasted in, and you have to go back and you have to change all of the posts to get it to display properly again. But if you use the way that I'm suggesting, you don't have to do that. And how did I find out about this? I have over 1,500 videos on sites right now. So can you imagine what would happen if I cut and pasted all the code in? An absolute nightmare. Okay? Here's another quick one. Full screen mode. Does everyone know what full screen mode is? One of the things when you're editing on the little editor menu bar, there's a thing that allows you to go to full screen mode. It's a button. You'll see it, and it looks on the editor. Just look at the rows of the editors when you're doing a post or page. And in it, it will actually put the editing screen to full screen, so there's no sidebars and no menus. So this is great if you're running posts that are long posts or posts that have, you know, longer paragraphs or multiple paragraphs, and you're not distracted by all of the other sidebars, or you get to see more of the post in its entirety. It just looks a lot easier and a lot easier to do. What's another good one here? Okay. How many times have you ever been working on a post and maybe went for a coffee or you got a phone call and then you went back to the post and started to work on it and then you saved it and then it said, sorry, your session has expired and you don't get to save or you lose all the work that you just put into the post. Okay? If you ever want to, just ask us, and what we can do is there's an auto save interval. And what that does is it will automatically save the work that you've been doing on a post every 3 minutes, for example, or every 5 minutes, or every 2 minutes. So if you ever run into a power failure or you leave for a long time and the session expires, you will always have the latest version every 2 minutes, for example, or every 3 minutes, whatever you want it set at, available to you to just go back. And you haven't lost all of your work. That's one that I always get in trouble with. So we've got ours set for every 5 minutes. It automatically makes a backup of the copy that we've been working on. Okay. Here's another good one. Child themes. Child themes. One of the things that we try and do with all of the WP blog support clients, and again, if we haven't with yours, you can request it. And what that is we always try and use child themes. And a child theme is just that. It's a subset of a parent theme or your main theme. And the reason you want to use a child theme is because what happens is if you or we have to make any changes to the actual code or setup of some of the code within your main theme. If we do that, and let's say the vendor of the theme or the author of the theme updates their theme and you update your WordPress site, if you're using or we've made changes to your theme and it's not a child theme, they get deleted and all of the changes have to be made again. So you've lost all the work that was done customizing your theme. So if you use a child theme, what happens is that it allows you to make those edits and it still allows your theme to be updated with security fixes or features being added, and it doesn't change or alter your site's edits that have been done. So take a look on your themes, and if you want us to, you can open a support ticket and we'll do it for you. And just say, look, make sure, put a ticket in saying, make sure I'm using a child theme, and we'll make sure that you have a child theme. And that way that if your theme gets updated by the vendor or you know, something gets some changes or there's a security fix on it, you're not going to lose any of the edits that have been made on it. Okay? That would be another good one here. Let me just pick another one that I like. Okay, here's one. Did you know that you can actually have different themes on the same site? So let's say, for example, you've got the theme called 2015 running on your site, and you have a page that you want to look completely, entirely different than the rest of the site. And sometimes this works for things like if you're doing a webinar registration page or a landing page, for example, for an offer that you're making, and you don't want to have the menus, the headers, the sidebars, all of the stuff that's normally on your site. You can actually have that one page have its own unique theme. Okay, so even if you have a theme and you go, well, you know, I'd really like to have a different look for a particular page or a different, you know, a different grouping of courses or content that you're doing, doesn't mean you have to change your entire theme. You can actually set up WordPress so that it uses a specific theme on specific pages.
Oh, okay. I needed to know that. Thank you.
Okay, so that's one that's a pretty good one to use.
People about that.
Yeah. Here's one that that a lot of people don't spend too much time with, but they should. Whenever you go to look at a WordPress site or page or post, and you look up at the tabs that are on the top of your browser, okay? So when you hold your mouse over top of the tab, it'll say something like, it'll say a phrase or a bit of a description of the page. Okay, so for example, if you go to, let's say you go to wpblogsupport.com, just as an example, and you look up on the tab, and you'll see that there's some text on the tab. And the text on the tab, in my case, says, WordPress done for you, - unlimited WordPress support. Okay? And every page generates some text at the top of the tab. Okay? The thing that you can do with that is WordPress allows you to customize that text for each and every post and page. The reason you want to do that is that one of the ranking signals for Google is the keywords, phrases in the tabs or the descriptions and the URLs of the pages. So this is the page title. And the page title,
can't find it. You just suggest I'm here at WP Blogsport. What do you want me to do?
Just hold your mouse over top of the tab in the browser. If you hold the mouse over top of the tab, there'll be a little sort of...
The tab.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. Yes. Okay.
But if you look at them, by default, there's a set one that comes with WordPress, but you can change it to whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
So it allows you to control what Google sees as the title for each of the pages and posts. Okay, and you can change the order of them. You can change whether or not there's a hyphen or, vertical, you know, slash or a forward. You can change whatever you want in there to separate the words of it. And there's some people that will say you should always have the keyword phrase that you're targeting in the title of all of your pages. So you'll often see, for example, you know, we've got WordPress done for you, - unlimited WordPress support. But if you go to another page, for example, the blog page, that one just has WordPress blog support blog. If you go to the contact page, that one has call in for live WordPress support questions. So you can customize that title for the page, and you can customize what shows up in the tab for each of the browsers. And there's a good reason to do that, and that's Google rankings. And also it helps your clients as well, right?
So if you're doing different types of work, you want to be able to do that, like if you have two or three pages of different types of work.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and it lets you know, too, as an example, when, let's say, for example, you're wondering, well, what does Google see, or what does Bing see, or what does Yahoo see when they're looking at your site? You now can look at a listing, for example. If you look at your sitemap, you will see a listing of the phrases that you have for your entire site. And this is where it's really important, you know, for you as a business person. This is a specific issue for you that we're talking about right now. Let's say, for example, you want to target a site on, home staging. And then you look at all of the titles from all of your posts and all of your pages. And let's say there's 100 posts and pages in total. And you look at the titles. And two of the titles are about home staging, 38 are about feng shui, and 72 are about world peace, or 30 are about world peace. So when Google looks at your site, and they have to say to themselves, okay, what is this site about? What are they going to say? If there's 50 about world peace.
Right, it's just that they've... It's a defining point, I guess you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
It's like a checkpoint.
Understand that.
It's a checkpoint. Yeah. So
instead of them bypassing you because they're not taking a long time to look at something, so you know, you have to fit into a certain format for them.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's one of the ranking factors that they use. It's not the only one. But it gives you personally a good snapshot of what it is your content is about.
Right.
You know, if you've got 100 pieces of content and 55 of them are about world peace, you know, 12 are about home staging and 20 are about feng shui, as far as most people would be considered, your whole site's about world peace. Because over half of the content's about world peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you're in the business of home staging, but you've got 80% or 80 out of 100 posts are about feng shui and world peace, your site isn't about home staging.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because somebody would say, oh, if you want to attract people, just more general thing, then put a recipe on there about a barbecue. And I'm going, what? I didn't do that. It just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and I use this example just this morning talking to another person who was, you know, wondering about content. You can throw up one piece of spaghetti against the wall and it will stick, right?
Right.
Now, you've only got one piece of spaghetti on the walls. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you threw up 1,000 pieces of rice, wet rice against the wall, would they all stick?
No.
Maybe not 1,000 pieces, but maybe 100 small pieces of rice would stick, or 200 would stick.
So this is where when you would, you know, have a few businesses and a few different things that you work on of checking that on a regular basis to see what exactly people are coming in on, and then you know where you can add probably more, because once they get to the site, then, you know, the whole thing is to get them there first. And like you said, the first bait, right?
yeah. Like, but you just understand what you're, you know, the product that you have. It's a check for you to make sure you understand what it is people are actually coming to, and Google is trying to figure out the same thing, and so is Bing, and so any of the other search engines. They're trying to figure out, what is this site about? Okay.
Right.
And those titles of the pages give you a pretty good idea about what the site is about yourself. Okay, so you just, you know.
Well, yeah,
just,
because you have to break it down.
You
got to
organize
it. What will they say? What is feng shui to them, right? Like, what is it? It's a name of what? So what is involved in it? So.
Okay, so if they're all related, that's fine. But if they're not related, I always use a hub and a spoke, right? It's like you want to figure out what is the main sort of core thing about and what are the sort of sub-issues around it. But as long as they're related, it's fine. But if they're not related, like if world peace and home staging are not related.
So if you're using, like I have, you know, four or five different things, but the whole common denominator is it's about your space, the energy in your space.
That's fine. As long as it
your
can
life
relate to
and,
that.
Yeah, your life and your space, that's the bottom line, but
that's
it
right.
has all these different names to it that society needs to see.
That's fine. That's fine. So if you want to talk about feng shui and lifestyle planning and all of these different things, but it's all about your space and you can tie them together with words, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Okay. But just make sure they're tied together. Okay.
Right. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Another
I have a question
kinda,
maybe
yeah.
at the end.
Okay. I'll just do one more kind of quick one that I kind of like. One of the things is that with the WordPress plugins, ones like Yoast, for example, a lot of times there's connecting words that you have in titles. So, for example, a connecting word would be a, and, by, to, for. Okay? And Yoast is a big fan of only using words that are pertinent or have value in the URLs of the pages and posts. And by default, for example, if I wanted to do a blog post on the 30 most wanted WordPress tips and tricks, hacks for better search rankings. If that's the title of the post, WordPress automatically takes every word in the title, puts a hyphen in between them, and that becomes the URL. Okay, so one of the things you can do with Yoast is you can set up the Yoast, the WP SEO, the Yoast SEO plugin, and it will remove connecting words. So instead of having a and to and by and the word for, any of those, you know, 2-3-letter words that are connect a verb and an adjective or a noun and a pronoun or whatever, it will actually strip those out and only keep the valuable words in the URL. So if you tend to use long titles with lots of connecting words and you want to have a little more clear understanding of what the post is about without the long sentences, just set up the WP Yoast. It's in the settings for WP Yoast, and it will remove or strip out all of those connecting words for you. Kind of a neat little trick. I'll give you one other little hint. And this is a plugin that we've been testing on a couple sites, and I don't have any definitive stats yet. Yoast WP SEO allows you to optimize a post or page for one keyword or one keyword phrase. So you put in, for example, feng shui, and it will rate your page based on that one single keyword. There are some other SEO plugins that are paid ones that allow you to optimize your posts and pages for up to three keywords or phrases. So you could do feng shui, home staging, and home decor. And it will actually optimize and let you know what you can do about your post if you were optimizing for those three keywords or phrases as opposed to just the one. Okay? That's kind of useful if you're doing really competitive spaces and you have lots of content in your posts and pages. If you're only doing two paragraphs and, you know, 200-word posts, and it doesn't really matter. But, you know, we have some people who are, for example, authors who may write every week, they may write 750 to 1,500-word articles. And, you know, there's more meat there, and you can optimize your posts for multiple keywords and phrases as opposed to the single one. Okay? So So there's just a couple quick sort of hacks and things to think about when you're working on your WordPress site. How's that grab you?
Okay.
Number five, real quick, you said you can do different themes on your site on specific pages. How do you do that exactly? Is that plugged
for? Yeah, there is a plugin for it, and it allows you to set this. It basically creates a little option in the whenever you're working on a page, for example, it allows you to select which WordPress template you're going to use on that page.
Do you happen to have the name of that, or?
Of course, not off the top of my head. But I'll put a little post up with it, with that resource, okay?
Okay.
We've used it on a couple sites before. And let me kind of add on that, too. I'll give you an example. Let me go to one. Okay, here. If you go to wpblogsupport.com, everyone go to wpblogsupport.com.
Okay.
Okay, so WP Blog Support is actually, we're using Thrive Themes, which is a very, very nice framework that I really like. And we've got a couple sites on it now. And we
Thrive,
have
meaning it's just colors. There's no images, you mean?
No, it's Thrive. That's the name of the vendor, Thrive Themes. T-H-R-I-V-E,
oh.
Themes, Thrive.
Okay.
But now, Here's something that's kind of interesting, and they've done a good job specifically with one neat aspect. So you see across the top, there's a menu. It's WP Blog Support. If you go click on the blog menu, as an example, we use a left sidebar,
yep.
And that's just the blog archive page. But the menu's at the top, right? Now,
right.
click on the sign up link.
Okay.
Take a look what happened to the page.
Yeah, it's not
totally different.
That's a different template for the page.
Yeah, there's no, totally different.
See,
the sidebars, everything is different.
Yeah, even the footers, because on the pricing page, we want to remove as many options as possible, right? If you're on the pricing page, I only want people to do one of two things.
Hey,
either I want them to buy something or not buy something, right?
Right.
So when they're on this page, how do they leave this page?
Down at the bottom here.
How can they leave this page?
Well, they have to go back at the top.
Yeah, they have to hit the back key or they have to buy something.
Right.
Okay, so if you click on the WP Blog Support icon again, and let's say, for example, that we were just on a regular full-width page, but it had the top menu and it had the bottom footers.
Right.
How many options would they have to leave the site or leave that page? They would have
they got the whole
bottom footers, the about, the WordPress benefits, the resources, the social media links. There's now 30 different ways for them to leave the page.
Right, so this is just the information to go to different places, but when they land on the other page,
the choices are gone.
All that stuff is gone.
Yeah.
So it's more direct.
That's right.
To what
right? Exactly. So Thrive Themes, instead of me having to go and get a plugin that changes the theme, for example, on a specific page, anytime that we're doing an opt-in, a pricing page, we can have it set up that it removes all of the options in the menus and the footers. Okay, so that's an example.
So you have a plugin for that?
No, it's part of the theme. It's built into the theme.
Oh, it's part of the theme.
That's right.
And you're using Thrive Themes for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have developer rights for that one.
Okay.
But that's just an example of how you would use that same feature. Whether you use a plugin and you get a, you know, a blank theme 2015 and just have it set up with no sidebars or whatever like that, or you get a theme framework like Thrive Themes or you know, Woo Themes Canvas will allow you to do it, or there's a number of themes that do now that give you a template that's specific for opt-in pages, sales pages, pricing pages, that kind of thing. Okay? But it's just something to think about when you're designing your site. It's like pricing pages, you want as few options as possible. Opt-in pages, as few options as possible. And you'll get much better results.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty clear about that, for sure.
Okay. Okay, so I've been already blabbing for 30 minutes or so. Is there specific questions? Actually, there's there was someone new on. Do you have a question right away that you want to, you can be first in line?
Hi, James. It was Stephanie that came on a little bit ago, and I'm doing well. I'm just tracking with you and listening. This is really good stuff.
Okay, cool.
I guess the newer voice at the end, I think, maybe was Nick. Maybe he's not there now.
Not there? Okay. Are you still there, Nick? Missing in action. Okay. Maybe just a few of us. That's fine. Okay. Who wants to go first? Any questions?
I have a question about last week's stuff, but do you have something, Stephanie, on what he's talking about right now?
No.
Doesn't matter. It's anything. Anything goes.
Oh, okay. Well, last, you know, when you talked about the keywords,
yep.
Right, and going to a couple of these sites.
Yep.
So when I went to Rank Sonic,
yep.
And looked at that, I was a little confused in, which is not hard to do. So you have to put a website in the top. So I put Clear Your Path, mine, and
yeah.
Then it would put all these, like, energy healing and stuff like that all down. But there was no amount of, you know, numbers. When I went to Word Tracker, which only
okay,
gives
on,
you
wait,
two
wait,
at
down,
a time.
Slow down for a sec. When you go to Rank Sonic and you go to the free tools menu, there's two free tools.
Okay. Two free tools.
The first one is Keyword Generator by URL. And
I'm writing this down. Keyword Generator.
By URL. And that sounds like what you did. And that one is you put in your URL. So
yep.
You put in clearyourpath.ca. And then you say, and then you click the Generate Keywords button. And then they take a look at your website and they try and figure out what your site is about.
Right, but it didn't give me any, you know, help with the wording or
no,
anything like that.
No, it wasn't supposed to. It's just telling you what the keywords are on your site currently.
Okay, I pressed a whole bunch of these buttons. I didn't get what I wanted, so I went to Word Tracker, and of course, you only get two.
Slow down. If you're on the free tools for Rank Sonic, the second tool. There's only one menu for free tools, and the second menu says Keyword Generator by Query.
Okay.
That one, you put in the keywords like.
Okay. I see. Okay.
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 I pressed the wrong one. Yes. And then generate keywords. Then it gives you the listing of the different variations and the number of people searching for them. So you just picked the wrong free tool.
Well, actually, it's maybe that I didn't do it wrong. It's that's how the site actually sees what I do. So that's actually a good idea, it actually picks it up.
Yeah.
Okay, and when I went to Word Tracker, of course, they let you do just two tries without buying it. It was just a simple in and out, and it was really, really interesting because space clearing was like 7, and clearing space was 86. So if you use space clearing in your title, you definitely have to use clearing space through your content.
Exactly.
Right. I was actually quite shocked to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And you know, you and that's why this is a good tool. It's because it's like you may think it's one thing, but people are searching for the reverse.
Well, we had a number of conversations on that help thing that you said.
Yeah.
You know, where people don't like to Google in or ask for help.
Yeah.
That wording, you know, was interesting.
There's a classic example. You know, space
right,
clearing
true.
And clearing space. Same two words, different order, completely different results.
Yeah, I was actually quite shocked.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
The other thing that, you know, it's kind of interesting for me is that I just did a search for, you know, space clearing, and the third thing that shows up is feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are definitely related.
Yeah, they are, actually.
You know, they're in the same wheelhouse, which is good.
Yeah, that we know.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, James, I kept thinking to myself, what's happening? I'm limited to about 10 minutes on the computer for my eyes. My glasses are on the way. But of not being able to complete something. And I kept thinking to myself, you don't have all the pieces that you need yet. And so, you know, when you're talking about this theme thing of the headers and stuff and how I would like my site to be, I mean, that what you just told me is a key piece. I feel that I wouldn't be really able to do what I needed to do until I had that piece.
Mm-hmm.
To have it done effectively, or you know, some of the steps that you talked about, how to separate the sites at the tab and stuff like that.
Yeah, you've got to organize your offer to people and understand what it is that you're offering and what they're looking for. It's like the flip side of the coin.
Yeah, so now I can stop beating myself up. I haven't got it done.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'll be brutally honest with you. It will never be done perfectly.
Oh, please do. We like brutal honesty.
No, it'll never be done perfectly. I think I just lost. Did I lose everyone? Everyone still there?
Still here.
Okay.
Right. It's something that's always in progress, and it's always changing and improving, I guess, is the way you need to look at it, right?
Yeah. Actually, Puella's on. Hang on. Someone else just trying to get in on the call, sorry. Okay. Yeah, so it's like, and it's the same with the websites. I know for example, my wife Heather is just redoing her site. And
Puella.
Hi, Puella. The site, you know, it's like you want to have it perfect, but it's never perfect and it's never finished. But you have to kind of put your foot in the sand and say, okay, I'm going to let it out now, and then continually improve and add it and really round out the offers and the stuff that you're bringing to the table. And you'll find that whole, you know, those spokes, the stuff, as long as the hub remains the same, the spokes can change. And you can add spokes and remove spokes and tailor spokes differently, but as long as it's the hub that stays consistent.
Right. So as long as you got it all, what you're doing, all connected.
That's right.
What are those keywords to connecting the different types of work you do that the keywords, you know, are at the best that they can?
Yep. If you know, if you're going to do space clearing, for example, there's all sorts of different ways to look at space clearing, but as long as they all look at space clearing, then you're fine.
Right.
But if they, you know, if you start talking about something that's completely different than, you know, than space clearing, then that's a different site.
It's also depending on the level of consciousness the person is, and that's
yeah. But if no one cares or no one's looking for that, then it's not a business. So you got to decide whether or not you're in business or you're doing it for, you know, the goodness of
it's
your
actually
heart.
Keying into the right tribe was the word I wanted to use last time
that's
when I told you where my goal is.
Yep.
That's a specific type of consciousness. So.
Yep, and then
it's a little bit different than trying. Yeah, I got to monetize my tribe. Right.
Fine. That's fine.
So what are the words that my tribe actually pick up on?
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, find your tribe and monetize it. Get in the tribe, get them to be your tribe, and then start selling what they're looking for. But to get into a different tribe and try and sell them something they're not looking for, that's a tough row to hoe.
Yep.
You know, it's not saying it can't be done. It's just not something that gets done this week. That's a lifetime. That's a lifetime. Okay. Okay. Stephanie, what do you got today?
I'm pretty good. I put in just a couple tickets, once about invoices. It still hasn't been consolidated. And then I was just looking at the SEO videos and things like that. So I'm in pretty good shape right now.
Okay, good. Excellent. And you I know that you and Jim were doing some stuff with the affiliates.
Yes. Okay. We got our interview done on Thursday, and we are talking about doing a small project with just using Google Hangouts and recording them.
Okay, good.
Stress management from masculine perspective and from feminine perspective. So he's going to get with you about a couple of things.
Yeah, I spoke to him this morning, actually. And here's the one message that I shared with Jim that I want to share with you. You know, when you get you've got your affiliate system set up, right? So you've got affiliate tracking software, you've got affiliate marketing content for your affiliates, and then you start doing joint ventures and tasks with your affiliates. One of the things that often happens, and I just wanted to, I reminded Jim of this as well, and the same goes to you, is that once you get kind of that system where the pieces are in place, you've got to start doing the same thing in tandem with another 1,000 people.
Right.
So a lot of times what happens is people go, oh, great, I got an affiliate. We started doing some podcasts. We started doing this. It's working well. It's like, but don't you continue to do that, but then start adding more affiliates and redoing it with other new people.
Right.
Okay. So it's like you've got to have parallel streams. And the more parallel streams that you have, obviously the much better you're going to be doing in the long term. Okay. And then just fine-tune the process. Each time you do one with a little bit different, like if you have one that works with Jim, just try and do the exact same thing over and over and over again, but with different people.
That sounds great.
Okay, good. Okay. Did you have a question today, Puella?
Yes. I just wanted to, because I just realized that there was, at the moment, there is no support by email.
Yeah, it's still broken right now, so
okay.
I'm still trying to get that fixed.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will. So I just wanted to know where we were with the toggles.
Yep, the toggles?
Right, the toggles.
Yeah, the developer fixed the bug, and the last thing I did with the tickets, I replied to the tickets, is when you have a PayPal button, the code for the PayPal button has two additional lines that are unique to your PayPal account, and I put those in the ticket, but it's like a PayPal ID and another code, and those ones, you need to send those to me so the button will work. But they were stripped out of the button that you had sent me. But I can't put them in because you have to log into your PayPal account. They're unique to your PayPal account. But I put copies of them, what they look like, in this. Yeah. And once that's in, then it'll just get posted and the toggles will get all cleaned up.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
So that means as far as what you get, so that means now that this problem with the horizontal tabs can have been solved. We can
that
transform.
He says it has. He said he edited.
So that means, so that means you guys can get each one of these segments.
That's correct.
Right, and create a horizontal tab instead of such a long.
That's correct. Yeah. So the actual theme was broken. So he said that he edited the actual theme, and it's going to be coming out for all of the other users in an update. But he said that your site was updated, and we have a proof of concept, but I want to put in the WordPress or the PayPal form and make sure that that works as well.
Perfect. So okay. What I have to do is update this ticket, giving you the full code.
For the PayPal tickets. Or
for
PayPal
each one
button.
Of those buttons, because
that's
each
right.
button has a different one. And
that's
then you
right.
can create a horizontal tab for each one of them, that,
that's
you know,
correct.
The different perks.
Yeah.
That way it just goes all across horizontally rather than being such a long scrolling down, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah. And the problem was that any time that we added a second picture or
yes.
we added a second short code, it broke.
Mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
broke them. So we excuse me, we tried for a long time, and it was the theme is broken. It wasn't what we were doing. So.
Okay, and as far as the coupon, that's supposed to be working fine, right?
Yep.
The 100% coupon, a special gift?
Excuse me, yes. That's
because
working.
That's going to be sent today to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
good. And I guess the only other thing we have pending is the a la carte teacher training that is been taking us while to figure out.
Yeah, and again, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat.
Okay.
Yeah, that one, once we get the toggles fixed, I'll go back and look at that one, and I believe the a la carte was set up okay. We'll just have to confirm that the buttons are working with the right pieces. And
no, I'm talking about the project we had from last month
yeah.
where we were waiting for the WooCommerce. I wasn't sure, but it's you know, a la carte when I have different courses and I wanted to have the courses that people can add to the cart in one single page, one single interface, right?
Yeah.
Have you, and I was sort of like waiting for you, like what would be the best way to go about that?
That I'll go back and look at the ticket again after we get off the call here and I'll update it. And I remember, again, I'm just going from memory, but I remember one of the things that WooCommerce doesn't do is allow for buy now buttons unless you have an extra plugin. So I'll have to go and take a look at that one.
But like we can somehow have one page where people can see the options they have and they can add to the cart several things?
That's right. So you have to have the way that WooCommerce generally works, again, and I don't know if you have an extra plug, there's a paid plugin that apparently lets you do this, but the way that WooCommerce works by default is if you go to the shopping cart shows all of the products that you have in the cart, and it can be organized by category.
Mm.
Okay, so...
Because I remember some years ago I worked on one of those sites, like Elancer. I
yep.
worked with a developer, and he actually created a button on WooCommerce that people could add. Like, I have this description for the courses, but we will place a button where people could say, add to cart.
Yes, yeah. And again, I got to check with yours because the developer of your theme has written mm-hmm. specific hooks to WooCommerce. So it's not like WooCommerce was just installed and your theme was installed. There's actually,
yeah.
they're integrated.
Right.
So I'm not sure if the normal stuff that's available in WooCommerce, if it was standalone, is mm-hmm. available as well as the integrated
yeah.
theme.
Yeah, I got it. I understand. Okay,
yeah.
thanks
and
for
if
following.
If it's not, then you know either you have to ask the developer to make changes, or you got to figure out another way of doing it, like with
right.
the PayPal buttons.
Right, right. Okay.
Thanks.
So that's thank you for following
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'll look for the tickets with the updates of the PayPal buttons, and then I'll also update the tickets on the buy now a la carte. One, I'll go back and look at that and put an update in there as well.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. No problem. Good. Any other questions at 2:01 on Wednesday, November 18th? Going once. Going twice. Going three times. Perfect. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
And,
take care. Bye.
Expect the best, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.